If I choose to take away my child's iPad because she's not listening, it shows that I don't know any other way to handle the situation. I might think that if I take away something important to her, she might listen. But this is not the right approach. It will only hurt and humiliate her. Is this what we want our children to learn? Do we want to teach them that to get what we want? We need to hurt others? Of course not. They see us making threats, like we'll take your iPad, but then failing to follow through. When a child witnesses their parent losing control, it triggers a series of reactions in their mind. Firstly, they feel isolated, perceiving that their parent isn't there to support them. We might be physically present, but emotionally, we're absent. We're not serving as their stable anchor. This might lead them to question whether we're actually there to harm rather than help them. In this process, we take away their sense of security. We set a poor example of how to handle anger, showing them that the way to deal with it is to lose control. Is this what we want to teach our children? The anger and punishment often come because the child is resisting us, not giving up, being angry and shouting. This is what they see at home. If they see their parents angry and shouting, they will behave the same way. We are their example. Parents often wonder why their child behaves with so much anger and keeps screaming when they themselves have behaved in the same way. So, we're not only failing to teach them how to handle anger, but we're also teaching them that it's okay to behave this way at home and outside.
This quick tip is part of our larger online courses and challenges episodes. Discover the complete class by clicking the link on the left or visiting ParentSpace and finding the topic.